You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Wednesday reflected on his just-ended apostolic visit to Georgia and Azerbaijan and spoke about the importance of Christian unity and dialogue. Speaking to pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square for the general audience, the Pope expressed his gratitude for having been able to visit the neighbouring Caucasian countries, both of which are celebrating 25 years of independence, having been part of the Soviet Union for much of the 20th century. Pope Francis had a special thank you for the Patriarch of all Georgia, Ilya II, and for the Sheikh of the Muslims of the Caucasus, with whom he was able to push forward ecumenism and interreligious dialogue, and, as he put it, promote the good of the human person. He described the visit as complimentary to his visit to Armenia last June, and said that by visiting all three nations of the Caucasus, which are facing many challenges, he was able to confirm the Catholic communities there and encourage all people in their journey towards peace and fraternity. True mission, he pointed out, is never proselytism. In Georgia, he said, our cooperation is naturally with our Orthodox brothers and sisters. And so, the Pope continued, Patriarch Ilya's presence at the airport upon my arrival was a very important sign. Christian unity, the Pope said, is seen in the blood of so many Christian martyrs of different Christian confessions, especially the Assyrian Chaldean, with whom we prayed for peace in Syria, Iraq, and the whole Middle East. And explaining that Azerbaijan is primarily a Muslim country, Pope Francis said he was able to participate in an interreligious meeting as well as celebrating Mass with the small Catholic community and encouraging it to deepen its encounter and dialogue with all who believe in God, so that, he said, together we can build a more just and fraternal world. I'm Linda Bordoni.